One last try. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The Electoral College has voted, and even Mitch McConnell has accepted the results. But for Biden to become president, the full Congress must ratify those results.
I can either sit back and surrender, or I can fight for our country.
And so on January 6th, Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks will object to the electoral votes of any states
that, in my judgment, have such flawed election systems that their vote counts are unworthy of our ratification in the United States Congress.
And if he can get a senator to object with him, it'll force a floor vote, which he knows he will lose, unless he can get the American people to step up.
To contact their congressmen and senators and demand that they co-sponsor these objections to flawed electoral college vote totals and state quite plainly to their senators and congressmen that if you don't fight for America, I will never vote for you again and I will fight against you.
Yes, he is asking all of us to pressure Congress so that instead of a process that involves identifying yourself on a voter registration form and signing a ballot envelope under penalty of perjury and submitting a paper ballot, instead of all that, we will decide who wins based on a barrage of phone calls and emails from people who don't have to sign anything or even prove who they are. Okay. And then we could have Ryan Seacrest announce who America saved. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.